pink smoke is in the air. That means legendary goals.
Oh, it's a cannon shot. Go ahead and give him the goal of the week.
Heroic saves.
Outstanding point blank save. You are denied.
Inter Miami Soccer is on ESPN 106.3.
Gol de Messi.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Inter Miami big fixture coming up this weekend. A makeup fixture. It's the international break. Messi and the boys should be getting a break, but not here in South Florida. Inter Miami going to be taking on Atlanta United coming up this Saturday, October 11th. So international break for all the other teams, but Inter Miami in action on October 11th. Now, we had two fixtures since the last time we spoke here on Pink Smoke. You heard me last week talking about the Chicago fixture. You know, obviously that didn't go our heron's way. Inter Miami was still well and alive for the Supporters Shield at that time. But with a 5-3 loss, Philadelphia was able to take advantage of Inter Miami dropping points in two games. They drew Toronto FC, and then this past Wednesday, obviously losing 5-3 in South Florida to Greg Berhalter, former United States men's national team gaffer's Chicago Fire. The Fire secured their playoff spot. And then Saturday, they were able to beat the New England Revolution 4-1 and get back on track. But folks, we'll come on into Pink Smoke, where we talk everything Inter Miami, everything Messi related. Quite honestly, folks, relieved that Damian Perez is here this week. Dame, usually I'm doing my best octo arm, you know, trying to do the show, trying to produce it. It's good to have you back there at the City Place Studios.
Yeah, glad to be back. Pleasure as always. It's a good week, honestly. I mean, with everything, I feel like Inter Miami got back on track after that game versus DC United. It's sad that we got some crazy news about so-and-so, huge legends, not just of Inter Miami, but of the Club World Soccer retiring. But overall, I think Inter Miami's in a good spot, and we're looking forward to the playoffs. That's the most important part.
Damian is referring to Jordi Alba and Sergio Busquets, two Barcelona boys. You know, when you say the Barca boys, you think of Lionel Messi, Luis Suarez, Jordi Alba, and Sergio Busquets. Now, the Busquets thing, from my understanding, was expected. People speculated for about 2 weeks, and then Sergio finally came out and said it. Dame, I was on the call for the New England Revolution game, and after the game, I stuck around for the Sergio Busquets, because we honored Sergio after the game. They played everything on the video board of him and his time during Inter Miami. Now, Damian, it was in Spanish. I didn't understand a lick of what anybody was saying. But Sergio had his family there, his wife, his three kids. Yeah. He was truly beautiful.
It was cool to see all like his former teammates, like legends of Barcelona, ex-head coaches, just come out.
Pep was on the video board. I lost it. Pep, they put Puyol. Puyol was on the video board, legendary center back during the Barcelona days too. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. But like I said, they were all speaking Spanish. And I feel like every time I go to Inter Miami, I'm the only rupbeat that doesn't know two languages. It just knows English.
It's a Miami thing in general.
It really is. Like, everyone's speaking Spanish. Yeah. And then like I'm like the charity case that doesn't know Spanish. So maybe I
got to learn. The pressure's on.
I told you Spanish is the only. Dude, I was a 3.8 student. Would get B's and C's in math. Dude, I came home with a 3.4. My mother, what? Failed Spanish too. Thanks to Miss Sansevera. By the way, listener of the show, Miss Sansevera, still haven't forgiven her that she failed me in grade 10. Anyway, it was a great tribute video for Sergio Busquets. The surprising one was Alba for a couple of reasons. Alba just signed a 2-year deal with Inter Miami.
That's why I was so
literally
confused.
A month and a half ago, he signed a 2-year deal with Inter Miami, and we're like, all right, and you know, we're all freaking out if Messi is gonna, because Messi has not put pen to paper yet.
And that's, I don't know if you saw the body language after that after that video that we gave Sergio Busquets. Like, there was a lot of question in the media world as to why Messi looked so sad. Why was he not, you know, enjoying the ceremony as much as everybody else? So, to your point, I mean, it's kind of scary to see Sergio Busquets retiring, Jordi Alba announcing his retirement, just like what you...
Fresh off a 2-year deal.
It's like, what's going on?
Right.
A lot of questions.
Right, and... I don't, to answer the elephant in the room, no, I don't think Lionel Messi is going to retire as well. I think Messi has a plan when it comes to the, Damian, he is, if he likes it or not, Leo's the face of the 2026 World Cup.
Yeah.
They're defending champs for Argentina. Damien, you're...
Makes all the sense in the world.
You're locked into the CONMEBOL soccer more than anybody I know. They have dominated CONMEBOL soccer more than any team, yeah, right? They're the number one team in CONMEBOL and World Cup qualification points.
Just getting better. I mean, Julian Alvarez, I feel like, is just now breaking the scene.
Right, and they got young players like, oh, Enzo Fernandez.
Santono, another one. So
I mean, they got players. Martinez, the striker. Lautaro. I mean, unbelievable talent. They're going
Oil
nowhere.
Of riches.
Correct. They're going nowhere. They're solid. But at the same time, I think Messi is going to put pen to paper because I don't see it. Now, granted, if... You know, Luis Suarez, and from my understanding, he's closest with Suarez and DePaul than anybody on the team.
Yeah.
Suarez and DePaul his two Brodies and road dogs.
You can say DePaul's in his peak right now.
Right,
and
right.
He came to and Inter he came Miami. Here.
So that's a good point. I even think, it's not that I forgot about DePaul, but like, you know, he left Atletico Madrid.
He's a starter in Europe right now.
He could be playing Champions League football right now, and he decided to come play with Leo in Miami. So, no, I don't think Messi is leaving, but I do find it strange that Jordi Alba would just uppity and announce his retirement like that. We've been talking about Messi, folks. It's time we get into it. Let's do a little Messi Mania presented by our good friends at PNC.
It's time for a little Messi Mania on Pink Smoke, presented by PNC Bank. The latest match results, highlights, and everything Messi starts now. Brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Learn more at PNC.com. PNC Bank, National Association member FDIC.
Putting one behind the keeper takes more than talent. Sure, the pros make it look easy, but there's a whole lot of boring work behind it. Hours of drills, scrimmages, and dedication to the craft that ultimately pay off in a brilliant goal-scoring move. PNC Bank knows that it's the same with money. That's why they take a smart, steady, and, well, boring approach. So, you can make brilliant money moves that help you score your own goals. And PNC Bank makes it easy and convenient to manage your money when and where it works for you, including with new branch locations opening across Miami. See how keeping your money boring can be the brilliant move for you. Visit PNC.com/brilliantlyboring. PNC Bank, proud banking sponsor of Inter Miami CF radio broadcasts and Brilliantly Boring since 1865. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., all rights reserved, member FDIC. Folks, Inter Miami winners. So once again, Messi Mania presented by our good friends at PNC. We appreciate PNC. But Messi Mania, you know, three assists in the most recent fixture. Now, Damien, I believe Messi is going to play this weekend.
It's unbelievable. It's just so frustrating for everything that we mentioned, 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Argentina is the most informed team in the world when it comes to national teams. They qualified first from the CONMEBOL, which many would argue is the hardest qualifier in the world. So it just makes no sense why Messi's playing in a friendly that has no implications a day before just a massive pivotal playoff contending game for the Inter-Miami.
So your best guess is he play in the game for Inter-Miami.
He has to. That game is so important for Inter-Miami's
top
playoff.
Top four.
Yeah, absolutely.
Top four. So has it come out? And I apologize. I missed this. He's playing in Argentina? He's going to play?
He got called up. So he's called up. They haven't said he's starting. They haven't said how much he's playing, but he's there. He's called up. And, I mean, if he's called up, it's for a reason. So
ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I didn't even – Damien, the reason I didn't bring it up, I didn't bat an eye. I thought he'd be playing for Inter-Miami.
I mean, I don't think there's a – it's here. The game is here in Miami. That's
so
important context.
And I will say, minus 250 are the odds for Messi to score a goal with Hard Rock Bet. So, tickets are out there. People are betting tickets are out there. I'm expecting Messi to play in this.
That's very telling. I mean, if he's minus 250, if they're expecting him to play, I feel like it would be a lot,
right.
A lot less. Or
and
what's,
now,
what's the proper
now
term?
I will say this. I wanted to get that in the air because I am the Maloik when it comes to Messi scoring goals. Damien, I've called Houston, New England, Charlotte.
The last one was on me. I did.
Houston,
I did.
New England, Charlotte, and Toronto. I've called four games.
I did jinx the last one. I remember.
And shout out Kiana and everyone over at Inter Miami. Every time I go there, they're fantastic. Alan Rodriguez, our OG on-site producer, Oscar Gonzalez. These guys, people are amazing. Take great care of me. But I'm the Maloik when it comes to Messi. Four games I've called Messi has not scored a goal. Messi has 24 goals in MLS play. What? I've called four of them and he hasn't scored? Now, did you see how last game ended?
And you were on the call for Chicago Fire as well, right? Was that the game where...
No, I was here at the City Place Studio.
I was going to say, now that's getting weird.
The voice of the Inter-Miami Herons, my good friend Ken Lavica, was on the call.
Because the saves, what was it, Johnson? The saves Johnson was doing
well,
in that game.
Well, that was Toronto. That was Toronto. I was on the Toronto game.
So you were on the call for that one. That was
the Toronto game. Chicago, you said Chicago.
Right, I got it mixed up. There might be something to it now.
I'm Maloik.
I'm buying in.
So, like, if you're seeing those odds for Messi minus 250, you might have to hop on the oppo end of him not to score because you're going to be getting plus odds. Damien, the game ended with a possible penalty. Elfath, the referee, he was a referee for the game. He was looking at a possible penalty, and Messi was, I thought in the back of my head, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get bailed out. I'm finally going to get to call a Messi goal.
He might have passed that penalty off because you had Tadeo Allende, which...
He was on a brace. Allende and Albo were on
brace. They were both on a brace.
Correct.
So he would have passed that off just so they can get the hat trick.
All right, well, maybe it's
which would have made
thing.
It a
maybe
bit.
Maybe it's a good thing that we... He's in a golden boot race. I don't think no chance he was passing that up. He's in a golden boot race.
I mean, he's won so much. Not to, you know, you know where I'm going?
Dame, him and, so for clarification, Lionel Messi has 24 goals in the MLS.
I think he wants the MVP. And he's locked in for the MVP.
Hear me out. That's tied for best in the league. Denny Bolanga for LAFC has 24 goals. They are deadlocked. You're telling me Messi
won? LAFC's on a roll.
Yeah, they are. They're going to be a dangerous team. We'll get into MLS later on in the show, but they're going to be a dangerous team. But Messi, 24 goals. You think he would have handed it off? I say absolutely not.
I think he would have. I mean, we've seen him do it.
He did it with Silvetti. It was a disaster. It ended in a disaster. I know the game was in hand. But I don't know. Yeah, but yeah. Lionel Messi, three assists,
imagine
no goals.
That pressure, though. Your first game starting with Inter Miami, and Messi passes you the ball. Tells you, hey, go score this penalty for me.
He went off bar. Hit the woodwork.
That's unlucky.
Hit the woodwork. Messi on the year, folks. Once again, Messi Mania presented by PNC, where we talk everything Inter Miami, everything Lionel Messi. Messi, 38 goal and assist contributions. If that's not Messi Mania, I don't know what is. That is first in the MLS. Behind him in second place is Anders Dreyer with 33. Dreyer has 16 assists on the year and 17 goals for San Diego. Been a brilliant year for old Anders Dreyer. But Lionel Messi still 5 goal and assist contributions ahead of the next person. By the way, Dreyer, the 27-year-old Danish forward. But Lionel Messi leading the way on that. Now, Dame, we talked about Messi and the upcoming fixture he's got for Argentina. Now, you mentioned it's in Miami. The Argentinian game is in Miami at Hard Rock Stadium. Do you think there's so Coach Mascherano, by the way, the coach is Argentinian. He coached the U-20 Argentinians at the Olympics, not this past summer, but 2 summers ago. Damien, there's got to be a tongue-in-cheek handshake thing going on that they're not going to play Messi. He's
there
just going
to
be on the bench.
I mean, the game Saturday is just so important for Inter Miami's playoff future. So, I mean, if you're Messi and you're serious about this program, which I know he is, and he's already shown that he is, he's expressed it multiple times.
Like, remember last year, Damien, the questions with Messi were, is he playing?
Right.
There's been none of that.
Right. He's played in every game. He's wanted to play in every game. He doesn't want to, you know, kind of manage his minutes. So in a game that's so important, you've worked so hard to get to the stage of the MLS season, why would you risk it? I think he's playing
so,
in that game.
So what Damien is talking about, the importantness of the fixtures. So how the MLS playoffs is set up, folks. 8 versus 9 play each other to play 1. Let me say that again. 9 total teams make it. There's an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference. 9 total teams make it. The eighth ranked team and the ninth ranked team face off each other in what we call the wild card round. The winner of that plays the number one seed, who's got the bye, the quote-unquote bye. After that, 2 plays 7, 3 plays 6, and 4 plays 5. Inter-Miami right now is sitting at 3. If the season were to end today, Inter-Miami would face Nashville in a 3 versus 6. And right now, Inter-Miami has 59 points. They have a game in hand, meaning they have to play one more game, hence why they're playing during the international break. Like, if I go over to the MLS, and I want to make sure I'm 100% right on this. If we go to the MLS and check matches, the only match...
LAFC's playing tonight, but they have...
Actually, I'm sorry. The MLS is playing. This isn't an international break for the MLS. I'm so hooked into world football. Like, Dame, the Premier League...
weird.
The Premier League, Bundesliga, La Liga, they are on their international break. Not American football.
Right, because the MLS doesn't follow the
and that's why
standard calendar.
I apologize for our listeners because I confused myself and I've officially confused our listeners. But the MLS has a full slate of games this weekend. And that's why Argentina, most of their players play overseas. They're the best team. That's why these players are that's why they're going to be able to have a strong lineup and not have to worry about playing guys who got club level. But, dude, what I like international players for, they'll tell their club, I'm playing. I don't care about you. You know what I mean? But at this point, Argentina doesn't need Messi.
And it's a friendly. It's got no implications for anything.
They don't need the enforcer, Rodrigo De Paul. We need him. And with Inter-Miami having a game in hand still, I think it means a lot.
And to add to the breakdown that you gave for the playoffs, it's very important for Inter-Miami to be ahead of those Western Conference teams when it comes to the supporter shield, so we can get that home field advantage. Inter-Miami has struggled with those West Coast trips. If you look at the teams Inter-Miami has struggled with this season, I mean, Vancouver earlier on in the season.
San Diego, Minnesota.
It's important that we get that home field advantage versus those teams. And right now, Inter-Miami can finish the season up to second, which would put us ahead of all those Western Conference teams, which is very important.
You need the points. You need all three in the final two fixtures against Atlanta and against Nashville. Nashville will be October 18th, so 2 more weeks of MLS regular season, and then we will start the MLS Cup playoffs. Dame, you mentioned the Western Conference. Vancouver wiped the floor with us multiple times. The CONCACAF Champions Cup and then the regular season. Not to mention LAFC. I believe that was our Herod's first loss of the season. It was the first actual L of the season.
And now they added Heung-Min Son.
Yeah, God, dude. Son, Tottenham Centurion, and arguably Tottenham, one of the GOATs.
I knew he would go crazy in the MLS.
Dude, his style of play is perfect.
Yep.
Just launching shots
direct,
from outside the box. Launching shots and playing guys in on goal. LAFC, as Damian mentioned, has been on an absolute tear. They have won their last 5 games, and I could almost guarantee you now, you know, Toronto, I actually have to check that. I'm not going to shoot from the hip on that. Remember, Toronto drew Inter-Miami. They drew 7 games in a row. They've drawn 8 games in a row. Toronto has drawn 8 games in a row, and LAFC has them at home. I think that streak comes in. I think LAFC blows the doors off them, but that's what they do. Dude, Toronto muddy down the game, and they play a disgusting brand of football.
Yep.
They really do. And they give credit to them. They're on a technically an 8-game unbeaten streak, but they haven't won a game. That's how great world football is sometimes. You know, I try explaining world football. And by the way, my true NFLers.
I was going to say, imagine telling an NFL fan that a team has drawn, 8 games in a row,
correct.
7 games in a row.
It can't happen. And my NFL fans, my NFL friends who don't like world football, they get mad at me for calling it world football. I said, dude, if you went overseas and called it soccer, they might punch you in the face. I made that mistake one time, and that was with Coach Mascherano. I called it soccer during an interview when I interviewed Inter-Miami gaffer Javier Mascherano. And before we even continued, he corrected me.
That's
never do that. We'll never do that again. I will never do that again. So, Inter-Miami, they need their next 2 fixtures. They got a game in hand. And I believe, actually, let me check the table. Yeah, it's Atlanta and Nashville. It's Atlanta and Nashville.
In Nashville. Tough game.
Yeah, that's, you know, all hands on deck. All hands on deck. And Nashville, by the way, is going to be jockeying for playoff position because they are in 6th. They have 54 points. Do you want to know who's in fourth? Charlotte with 56.
It's a tight race.
That game might come down to home field for both the Herons and Nashville. Now, there is a world we live in where if Inter-Miami beats Atlanta this Saturday, that they will lock down a top four spot, then it just comes down to positioning. But Nashville might be fighting for a four spot. You don't think they're going to come out with a good lineup? I mean, of course they are. Of course they're going to try to come out with a good lineup and to try to take advantage of what's going on.
No conservative approach there.
No, God, no. And I need to look up Nashville's gaffer because he is Nashville SC coach. He's part of the United States Men's National Team Federation. He coached when Berhalter got fired. Yeah, B.J. Callahan. B.J. Callahan coached the United States Men's National Team when Berhalter got fired. And I believe they won something with him, maybe two friendlies or whatever. But people were saying maybe B.J. Callahan gets the job. But obviously they bring in Pochettino, which has been a disaster. You know, the Poch. I could do 2 hours on why United States Men's National Team aren't going to show up in the World Cup. Actually, let's do that for a little bit.
The under-20s showing out, though. Round of 16 tomorrow.
Yeah, and Dame's talking about the World Cup U-20 World Cup that's going on right now. Matteo Silvetti is playing. Did Argentina advance?
Yes, they won, I believe, 4-0 today versus Nigeria.
So Silvetti still will be unavailable for Inter-Miami.
I was rooting for them to lose because... Man, Silvetti has been.
He was fun.
Yeah.
Good. I don't ever want him on Pens ever again.
I would give it to him again. That was the moment. Stop. That was the moment. I mean, like I said,
imagine. What are you giving it to him in the playoffs? No, we need Messi on Pens in the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think Messi would pass it off in a pivotal game.
Yeah. No, and he would never. He would never. But that's like that's why I was joking. I want to see him because he runs his socks off offensively and defensively. As we quickly pivot to the United States Men's National Team before we get back on track, once again, folks, you are listening to Pink Smoke here on ESPN 106.3, where we talk everything Inter-Miami, everything Lionel Messi, and everything world football. Dame, are the United States Men, as of October 8th, 2025, are we going to see the United States Men's National Teams, are we going to see them get results in the 2026 World Cup?
I feel like USA... Honestly, in World Cups, they kind of show up, you know? And by showing up, I mean they put on... What was the 1 year they made it out of the group stage?
Well, they 2 years... The last World Cups that the U.S. has been represented in, because remember, they missed, I believe, what, 2021, 2018? I can't remember which one. But they've made it to the knockout round. Like, under Berhalter, the last time they
strange
made it to the knockout.
They show up in World Cups. Like, the USA men's national team... They compete in the group stage. They make it out of the group stage, which is honestly a huge accomplishment for USA. But we've been talking about this era of USA as the golden era for what, like 4 years now, two World
Cups. I think 8 years.
It's now or never. It's honestly now or never. I think if USA does not get far in this World Cup, it's time to kind of turn that page. And you know, I don't know about Pulisic being the quote unquote Captain America moving forward.
You mean Pulley Goat?
This is his moment.
This is his moment. Dame, I'm making a rule. On this show, Christian Pulisic is Pulley Goat. Fair enough?
Well, he has to be Pulley Goat.
Thank you.
In this next World Cup.
Thank you.
He has to be.
I'm worried about Poch. I am. I'm worried about Poch. I don't think he could get through to the United States player. And I think this is, by the way, I am in the minority on this. I would have fired Poch already. I would have had Poch out of the building already. What game was it? It wasn't the Japan game.
I think that
what was the one before Japan, South Korea, where they got embarrassed. Yeah, I would have fired him after South Korea. It's not working.
The player saved them though. It's honest. Honestly, that's what happened. The players honestly saved them when they all said we are not showing up to the World Cup, to the Gold Cup. Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean they sold them.
That was a lifeline.
They sold them, but it hasn't.
He had an excuse. Now it's, you know, he can basically look back and say. It wasn't my fault. You guys didn't show up.
And it has not been good after that, right? It has not been good after that. Now, they did get a result. I believe the last time they played against Japan had their B team. Like, I don't know. I'm not optimistic about the boys. But obviously, folks, international break is a real thing. We're seeing it right now with Lionel Messi possibly not being available. I say possibly. Nothing has been reported. But possibly not being available for Inter-Miami because he did get the call up to Damian's credit to the Argentinian team. I think there is a kind of handshake deal going on with Coach Mascherano, who's an Argentinian himself. I think Mascherano has, like, he's like top three in caps for Argentina, for Team Argentina too. So like he's in the know there. And I think there's a handshake deal that they're not going to play Messi. He's just going to be on the bench, wave hand, you know, say hi to everybody, kiss babies, and then go play the day after over in Fort Lauderdale, about 15 minutes, 20 minutes north in Lauderdale. So we got to keep an eye on that, folks. Let's take our first time out. That was Messi Mania, presented by our good friends at PNC. When we come back, we'll hit the injury report, presented by Lido Rider Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. You are listening to Pink Smoke on ESPN 106.3.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Inter Miami with a fixture this weekend. Inter Miami and Atlanta United. Our Herons are jockeying for top four considerations in the Eastern Conference. Our Herons got 59 points right now. If they win their next two games, that will give them 65 and possibly be enough to finish in second place in the Eastern Conference. And our producer and co-host Damian Perez mentioned early on in the show, if they do win their final two fixtures, they will be finish second in the Supporter Shield race. So not only would they be second in the Eastern Conference, they would have the second best point total overall in the entire MLS. So big, big fixtures coming up for our Inter Miami Herons. But right now, folks, we got to hit up our good friends, Lido Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, and see who is in the injury report.
Now it's time for the Inter Miami Injury Report, presented by Lido Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
And now a fight for it. One right back by Inter Miami.
Lido Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com.
Foryourrights.com, folks. That's Lido Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. You could trust them. There are good friends on the show. That is Lido Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. Been serving injured people and their families for 35 years. Now, the usual suspects. It's been the same two guys on the injury report for about five games now, Damian. And it's been Alan Abando and Davi Ruiz. Abando has been battling this nagging hamstring that is just not going away for what I think is the last 5 months. I mean, Damian, I haven't seen him since FC Dallas.
Honestly, at times I forget he's even on the team.
Davi Ruiz injured his hamstring while representing his home country, Honduras. He is expected mid-October, but Abando's window just keeps getting extended. I couldn't tell you the next time. You might never see Alan Abando in an Inter Miami jersey.
I mean, he's here on loan at the end of the day. So.
But at the same, that's what I mean. You might never see him in an Inter Miami jersey again with how injured he's been. And then Davi Ruiz, he'll be back. He had that hamstring injury against Honduras. Now, Damian, guy who's not injured, but is on the injury report with Lido Rider, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, is Maxi Falcón.
That's a tough one.
He's been... I'm interested to see if you agree with me. I think Falcone's been the best defender on the team for Mascherano this year.
Without a doubt. It's not even close.
Out of the center backs of Allen, Luan, Toto Aviles, Maxi Falcone has been that staple. Now, Aviles, I think, is great, but he's too dangerous. Too many cards. What does he have? Three red cards on the season?
Every game.
It is. It's every game you play him, something happens.
And they're so innocent. It's like you don't even have to do half of the things you do when you get a yellow card.
And then with Toto, he also, like the game he didn't get a yellow card in, he picked up a yellow, which turned out to him picking up too many cards and getting suspended.
And that
for
yellow,
the next game.
Like, he like tugged the shirt when he didn't even have to. It was just.
A lot of it is just, you know, what are you doing kind of thing.
I mean, he's a young player at the end of the day. And like you said, it's frustrating because he's shown that he's got the potential and he's even scored a few times. He's recently scored, but in that same game, he got a yellow.
Good news for our Herons, Damian. Outside of Toronto, I'll say this. Outside of drawing Toronto twice and drawing DC United when they didn't play Messi. Remember, they didn't play Messi against DC and it hurt them because they didn't get full points. But outside of Toronto and DC United, Inter Miami has battered the bums all year long. You know, they completely dispatched Montreal the two times. They dispatched Kansas City. They have been able to beat the bad teams, and Atlanta is a bad team. They have 27 points on the table. I think they calling my shot. I'm on the call.
This is for a tricky team, too.
I'm on the call coming up for Inter Miami. Messi's going to score. He's going to play, and the Herons are going to get all three. What do you think? So, what do you think is going to happen in this fixture coming up for Inter Miami?
I think you're due. It's just
Please. Hey. I want to call a Messi goal. Like I said, folks, I fill in. Ken LaVica is nice enough to let me fill in for him when he is doing FAU duties. Ken LaVica, obviously you used to hear him on this station, but Ken, voice of the FAU Owls, good friend of mine, lets me call the games in his stead when he's gone, and I really want to call a Messi goal. I said it to my old man. I said it to my dad. I'm like, Dad, it's been four games. He goes, Mike, it's coming. I'm like, when? When is it coming? Is it ever going to come? He's going to have five assists on Saturday, isn't he? He's going to have five assists and miss every shot he has on target.
Or the keeper is just going to just channel his inner, what,
Casillas. Sean Johnson. Or, yeah, I was calling him Iker Casillas. Did you listen? No, you weren't listening to the English broadcast. You were handling Spanish. I was calling him Iker. I was calling Sean Johnson, the Toronto FC goalkeeper, Iker Casillas. Now, for those of you who know, Iker, one of the best goalkeepers ever, at La Liga legend, but Spaniard legend, was the goalkeeper for the World Cup team with the Golden Generation, what, 2014, Dame?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2014 World Cup.
South Africa.
Yeah, 2014 World Cup. One of the better World Cups, by the way. Unbelievable.
One of the best songs, too. It was the Waka Waka by Shakira.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I would tell you, da-na-na-na-na-na-na. That was the next one.
That was a good one, too.
Will Griggs on fire. Your defense is terrified. Dude, world football is the best music. From being an avid FIFA player.
Yes, I was going to go there.
But being an avid FIFA player.
FIFA soundtracks.
Always has the best soundtracks. And I can confirm this year. By the way, that game got me a noise complaint. So I was raging over EAFC, what was it, Sunday on my day off. I got a call from my apartment complex during the show, and like I tried calling back during the break, but like they weren't there. The nice lady left a message saying I wanted to touch base about the noise complaint that has been made about you.
What, have you been like losing and getting frustrated?
Damien, the crap that happens in that game.
That game will ruin your day. Dude. Absolutely.
Pounding my desk, yeah. Like I got to grow up. I'm 30. I can't be raging over video games anymore. That's the one game that does it to me.
Really,
Damien, I play a lot of games. That is the only game I will be screaming at.
I had to
this day.
I had to stop playing online, to be honest, because like,
oh, it's so toxic too.
Oh my god,
dude, the toxic, the worst thing.
It's the records. The records get me. I mean, those records. You want to keep it as clean as possible, and then you start losing, and it just gets so frustrating.
The worst thing the thing that sends me to orbit. Is if, like, I'm losing and I go down 3-0, kid scores a goal.
They watch the replay.
Hang on. Does a gritty, you have to watch the celebration, starts grittying and then pauses for you to quit. Oh, so toxic. So toxic.
I had a good friend. Well, I still do. He's still my friend, obviously. But John Tabares, he's actually texted us right now because he's listening, talking crap about how he used to beat me in FIFA, and it's just getting me fired up right
Damien,
now.
Damien.
Shout out you, John.
The go up three goals, the online toxicity of you go up three goals, gritty, the most disrespectful dance you could do after you score, gritty, and then pause. Just so you could sit there and either A, think about being down 3-0 for a minute, or give you the opportunity to leave the game and quit. Ugh. Let's get back on track to the MLS table. Inter Miami with 59 points. Once again, Alan Abando and Dobby Ruiz, the two players on the injury report, both dealing with hamstrings. Alan Abando, really, Damien, I might have you look this up in the break. I don't think Abando has played since FC Dallas.
I think he's appeared in two games, but has never started.
I don't think he's played since FC Dallas, so we'll take a look at that once we take a time out here. But you're listening to Pink Smoke on your Inter Miami Radio Network, ESPN 106.3. Folks, download that ESPN South Florida app today. It's your one-stop shop for everything. You get your Inter Miami. You can listen to Ken LaVica, voice of the Herons, on the Inter Miami coverage. You could listen to the Florida Panthers, ESPN 106.3. We are now the Palm Beach County home of the Florida Panthers. You can listen to that on the app. You can listen to Russo and Rizzo on the app. You can listen to Theoretically Speaking on the app. Everything you need, South Florida, to keep you locked into sports here is on the app. So download the app today. That is the ESPN South Florida app, your one-stop shop for everything South Florida. Dame, you get the Dolphins on there. You get the Miami Hurricanes on there. Everything Southeastern Florida you could get on the ESPN app, or on the ESPN South Florida app. Once again, the top four teams in the Eastern Conference, Philadelphia, FC Cincinnati, Inter Miami, and Charlotte. Inter Miami with 59 points. The team that is in fourth right now is Charlotte. Remember, the top four seeds get home field. Charlotte has 56 points. New York has 56. They're in fifth place. They are behind Charlotte because of the head-to-head. It's really close right now on that MLS table. We'll take a look at that MLS table with our good friends at Audi next when we go around the MLS on Pink Smoke on ESPN 106.3.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Our Inter Miami Herons in action coming up this weekend. Atlanta United at Chase Stadium. Get your tickets now, folks. Inter Miami, we're going to need you screaming loud and proud at Chase Stadium. But if you can't go to the game, if you can't go to the game and you got and you still want to keep get up to date, download that ESPN South Florida app today, folks. You can listen to me. I am filling in for the voice of the Inter Miami Herons, Ken Lavica, coming up this Saturday. You can listen to me right there on the ESPN South Florida app. Download it today. Your one-stop shop for everything South Florida sports related. And if you want to listen to me, call in goals. And I went, Damien, I had all my goal calls. There were five total goals in the game. I had all my goal calls, but our right computer is down. The computer is down, so we can't play.
Can't access it. It's in the UDB.
Yeah, because we like to play sound. I guess to open up the Wizard of Oz curtain a little bit. One of our computers fried. I'm the Malloy, by the way. I'm the Malloy.
You were on the call when it happened, right?
Well, yesterday I filled in for Christian Cadd, who was ill, and I was trying to hit up Christian to see what to do on Restream, and the computer, Damien, it went black.
Good thing we have four other computers
in
here.
And Dave Druda, our director of ops, came in there and started working on it. He goes, Riz, it's, explicit. It's done. I said, it's only when I'm on the board. And remember, I filled in for you last Friday on high school game day, and it went out on me then. Now we were able to get it back going, Colin Russo and myself. But
you know what the cleanse will be, though?
What's the cleanse?
A messy goal.
Yeah. Well, the cleanse is our director of ops, Dave Druda, and our GM, Stephanie Prince, ordering a machine that is going to outperform any computer on the market. So thank you to Dave and Steph.
So can we technically say that you broke the computer?
No, you can't. Because that thing was a piece of you-know-what before I even started getting on it. You had problems with it. It went out on you first. Hang on. Let's keep this in mind. It went out on you. You were the first person
There's no proof of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got Colin Russo, okay? Don't make me call Russo and get him on the line. Dame, we got to go around the MLS presented by our good friends at Audi. Folks, what are you waiting for? If you need a new car, what the hell are you waiting for? Get on out to your local South Florida Audi dealer. And listen, you don't have to... You don't even have to make a decision right there. Just go and test drive it. Go to your local South Florida Audi dealer and test drive that brand new Q6 e-tron. That e-tron is one of the best cars on the market right now. You know what I always say? Pull into that lot in style with that brand new Q6 e-tron. Wherever it is, if it be at work, if it be at the grocery store, or if you're going to be like me and on site at the Inter Miami Heron game, pull into that Inter Miami Heron game and have a couple of people turn some heads with that brand new Q6 e-tron. Now, Damien, if we go around the MLS right now, it is a tight race in that Eastern Conference. Obviously, our Inter Miami Herons, an Eastern Conference team, 59 points on the table for Inter Miami. I mentioned if they win their last two fixtures of the season, they will finish in second place on the Eastern Conference side and on the Supporter Shield. So Inter Miami has played 32 games compared to Philadelphia's 33, Cincinnati's 33. These teams will not be in action again until October 18th. There are only a couple of MLS fixtures that are happening this week. Inter Miami, one of those teams that has played 32 games. So Orlando City, Inter Miami, Toronto FC, Atlanta United, keeping on it, the Seattle Sounders, Real Salt Lake. I mentioned Toronto, yeah, and then the last one, the LA Galaxy. Those are the teams that are in action this weekend during the, quote, international break and have to make up games. So Inter Miami in a great spot to finish second on the Supporter Shield and get home field in the first round of the MLS playoffs. And Damien mentioned this earlier in the show. If our Herons do make it all the way to the MLS Cup final, they will have home field because they will have more points than the Western any Western Conference team.
I would hate to have to play LAFC in a tie-breaking match in the finals of the MLS Cup in LA.
Now, Dame, if we flip things on over, I want to go to the Western Conference real quick because you mentioned you do not want to go to LAFC and Heung Min Sung, who has just been absolutely on fire. San Diego right now, they have 60 points. Vancouver, 60 points. Now, Vancouver has played 32 games. So, Dame, is there a world we live in where Vancouver could win their final two games and get home field over Inter Miami? I think there is because they beat us head-to-head.
They have some tough matches, though. Orlando in Orlando is a tough match.
Yeah.
Dallas, I think Dallas is pretty accessible. You know, Dallas team. Actually, no, Dallas is fighting. They're in the thick of it. They're eighth right now. They're trying to qualify to the playoffs directly. They're trying to get out of that eighth place slot so they can directly make the playoffs and not have to play that play-in game.
The teams you have to worry about on the West Coast, if Inter Miami drop, now I am expecting Inter to beat Atlanta. But let's say Inter beats Atlanta and loses to Nashville. That opens the door like teams for LAFC. You know LAFC's only played 31 games? LAFC right now.
They were in the Club World Cup.
On their schedule, LAFC has three. They play tonight. They play Toronto tonight. They play this weekend on Sunday against Austin. And then they play next Saturday against Colorado. Dame, the teams you got to worry about on the Western Conference side. And listen, I am completely speculating that Inter Miami is going to make it to the MLS Cup as I'm saying this. But if Inter Miami drops points here, that in these last two fixtures, that'll open the door for teams like LAFC, LAFC and Vancouver. Those are the only two teams. San Diego right now, I guess technically if Inter Miami does lose two games, but the teams you got to worry about are the teams who have games in hand still in Vancouver.
Correct.
And LAFC, my God, Damian, 31 points. That could be 9 points. They could win. They could.
And they're on a tear. Absolute tear.
They could get the one seed and the bottom.
They're probably the hottest team in the MLS right
now.
They're
the hottest team on this side of the continent. And if they win their last three games, that's 9 points, they'll have the bye in the first round. That's insane. That is absolute insanity. And fair play to Los Angeles. Now, it wouldn't be enough if Inter Miami wins their final two fixtures. It's not going to be enough to jump the Herons, but it's going to be enough to jump San Diego, who could only finish with 63 points. Now, Vancouver could have something to say with their 66, but LAFC, actually, no, Vancouver and San Diego are in the same boat because if LA wins their last three fixtures, they will have...
Now, Vancouver does have a game in hand, though.
Yeah. But if they win their final two, Dame, that's 66, correct?
Correct.
And San Diego could only get 63. So, actually, I apologize. San Diego cannot get to 66. Vancouver could get to 66. San Diego can only get to 63. And LA, with their three games left, if they win all three, that'll be 65.
San Diego is hoping Vancouver and LAFC drop points.
It's Vancouver. Vancouver is the one who controls their own destiny.
And they got the goal differential at hand, too.
Right now, Damian, Vancouver is the one, if they win out, they'll get that first round. They're the one who know that the ball, I was about to say the ball is in their court, wrong sport, Riz. The ball is on their side of the pitch.
Yep.
In the sense of if they win, they got the number one seed. And
that's where Inter Miami was before that loss to Chicago.
Don't get me started. And they were on there for the Eastern Conference and the Supporter Shield. Inter Miami could have had that vibe. And don't tell me they didn't care about the Supporter Shield because they were trotting out good lineups, man. They were trotting out very strong lineups. The Toronto game is what sold them. I mean, if Sean Johnson doesn't save four of Lionel Messi's five shots on target, or rather, sorry, Sean Johnson, five saves in that game, Messi, four shots on target, four out of Sean Johnson's five saves were saves against Lionel Messi. Isn't that insane?
That's a good point, too, because before that Toronto game, Inter Miami was on a, what, 3-4-game win streak?
They're on a three-game win streak. They beat Seattle.
The momentum was rolling. So, like you said, if they would have beat Toronto, we would have rolled into that Chicago Fire with a little bit more momentum.
Yeah, and
it was a tough tie, too.
It was. It like I said, Messi, four shots on target, no goals. And I would say three of the saves are unbelievable saves that probably go in a usual MLS game.
I believe he even started almost celebrating for one, like getting ready to run off into the corner.
The three games Damian talked about Inter Miami won before that were Seattle, D.C., and NYCFC. Remember, they clinched the playoff spot on September 24th against NYCFC, winning 4-0 on the road. And then the two fixtures after that, losing to Chicago and then drawing the Toronto.
And a bad loss. That was a bad loss to Chicago, too.
You gave up 5 goals at home.
And you had the game at 3-3 with, what, 20 minutes left?
Correct. Inter-Miami does not – they really did not lose. We're running out of showtime here, but I want to go through Inter-Miami's schedule and tell you guys how many – so the Chicago game they lost at home, that's one. Let's keep down the line here, and I'm talking all competitions too.
I believe Philadelphia we lost, or was that in
No, they drew Philly. So at home they lost to that was on the road against Cincinnati.
Inter Miami has been a very good team at
home.
They've
been an unreal, and that's why I'm trying to figure out which games they lost at home.
That's why I feel like getting the home
field
advantage.
They lost Dallas at home, that's two. They lost to Vancouver and the CONCACAF Champions Cup at home. And didn't they lose to Orlando? Did we count that?
Yes.
Okay.
They lost to Orlando as well.
They've only lost 3 games at home this season. To put that in perspective. That's why that Chicago. Now, they drew at home. But to actually lose the fixture didn't happen too often. Folks, you hear that music? That means it's time for us to go. Sometimes friends have to go away, but a part of them stays with you forever. Remember that in this life that was around the MLS. Where they're good friends at Audi. Once again, test drive the new Q6 e-tron at your local South Florida Audi dealer. Visit AudiUSA.com to learn more. That is AudiUSA.com to learn more. If Inter Miami wins their final 2 games, they will be the second best team in the MLS. Inter Miami has a tremendous goal differential and will not be able to be competitive with other teams in that category. We'll catch up with you guys next week, and I'll be on the Inter-Miami Radio Network starting at 7. Sometimes friends have to go away, but a part of them stays with you forever. We'll catch up with you later. Bye.